Praise the Lord, people of God. Good morning. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. Let me encourage you from Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And Jesus was teaching them in a parable, and he said, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." My dear brothers and sisters, living a life without prayer is like building a house without nails. Somebody also said, prayer is releasing the energies of God. For prayer is asking God to do what we cannot do ourselves. You know, except for Charles Wesley or Isaac Watts, no writer has made a greater contribution to English hymnody than the author of this beautiful text by James Montgomery. James Montgomery wrote more than 400 hymns, many of which are still in popular use. Stand up and bless the Lord, Angels from the Realms of Glory, In the Hour of Trial, and According to Thy Gracious Word. Though trained for the ministry, Montgomery spent his lifetime as a journalist and newspaper editor. He became widely known for his writings and poetry. Yet, when once asked, "Which of your poems will live?" he replied, "None, sir, except a few of my hymns." His words were prophetic. It is by his hymns that Montgomery is remembered, rather than by his more classic poetry. Many have acclaimed this hymn as one of the finest definitions and descriptions of prayer to be found in short form. Such colorful metaphors as hidden fire, a sign, a falling tear, an upward glance, vital breath, and native air describe in poetic language the mystic meaning of prayer, understood by experience, yet often difficult to express in words. Perhaps those terms will lead you to a new appreciation for the soul's sincere desire. My dear brothers and sisters, reflect on the importance of prayer in your daily life. Determine to make an even greater use of the spiritual power, of the spiritual power of prayer throughout the day. And I promise you that you will always lead an overcoming life, because the more you pray, the more power of God you'll experience. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. You commanded men ought always to pray and not to faint. I especially call forth the men in the house of God to rise up to take that command of Jesus, as men ought always to pray. Lord, you have commanded us to pray. As men, we'll take the lead. We'll take the Lord, the role forward of being the priest in our house, of being the leader in our own home. And Father, we'll pray. And Father, we will be an example of prayer to our wives and to our children and to our families and to our communities, in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will give us that burden of prayer. Lord, I pray that your spirit of intercession will be our portion as we are seated on the right hand of God the Father, and with Jesus, interceding with Jesus, along with Jesus. I pray that your prayer will take precedence over every other thing in our lives. And I pray, Lord, that we'll practice the presence of Jesus. I know that without prayer, without of prayer, Lord, we are powerless. I ask for your power to be released upon our lives as we take time to sit in your presence, take time to pray without ceasing, take time to dwell in your presence, take time to, Lord, reflect on you, O Father, and to set our mind on things above. I pray the Lord will never be the same, but we will be changed. O Father God, I pray today will be a day of salvation. Today will be a day of healing. Today is a day of joy, and today is a day of greater miracles that we will experience in the presence of God. I pray that you will lead us and guide us. You will bless us, O Father. I lift up the flock into your hands, O Father, as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing upon them. I pray that you will bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your right righteous hand. You have given them the power to earn wealth and also to enjoy it. I pray that they will flourish, they will prosper under your holy care, O God. God. Take away every pain from their midst. They will see and behold the glory of the living God. Peradventure, those of us who are sick, grappling with COVID-19 or grappling with the flu or grappling with any other disease, I take authority over that demon of infirmity and I cast it out, get out from the body of Christ and enter into those bodies again no more. Lord, I release your healing upon each and every soul in the body of Christ, will enjoy good health and strength, and that Jesus will receive all the glory. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, good, and a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.